topic, it's to do with Geneva healing, but a slightly different topic connected to it. Now, up to now, we're talking about the concept of Masig Gvul in the literal sense of the halacha of taking away somebody's property. Now we're going to talk about Masig Gvul in competition, business competition. And the Gemara doesn't actually call it by Masig Gvul. The Gemara actually calls it by a different name. Something the Gemara defines of Yored Le'umas Chaver. You're going into the business of your friends and you're affecting his business. You're competing with it. So how does, therefore, Halacha define when competition is fair and correct, and when competition is illegally defined as also according to Halacha? So we're going to discuss it for the next few weeks, which the various categories. Okay, so let's start off with some basic introduction to the issa of unfair competition. Now, it's interesting that this halacha is brought down not in Baba Kama or Hilchos Mazik in Shulchan Aruch. It's not brought in the sugyas of damages, damaging somebody's being, or stealing from somebody, which is what Baba Kama is all about. It's actually brought down in the Masechta of Baba Basra. And in the Shulchan Aruch, which talks about halachas of Shekhenim. So we see from here already that this halacha of unfair competition is defined in halacha not as stealing or damaging, but as defined as your neighbors, your together's neighbors, and we're defining what rights each person has in affecting somebody else. So halacha in rights. What rights have you to have a business over here, and what rights have you have to have a business over here, and when can you not interfere with those rights? Now, the halacha only affecting another Jew, says the Chofetz Chaim, if it's no issa to affect the competition of a goy. As the Gemara itself implies, Yored Le'umas Chavero. Chavero, we always understand, and Chazal means fellow Jews.
And any Jew or just the Shomer Shabbos Jew?
As long as the Chofetz Chaim says, as long as he's not considered a Mumah Lahakis, somebody in spite doesn't keep halacha. Now, it's interesting though that the Ramah in Tshuva says that a goy is also for a goy to take competition away from another yid. A yid can take away competition from a goy, but a goy can't take away competition from another yid.
Part of the seven mitzvahs.
In a moment, we'll see. The Ramah even goes further and says maybe it's part of the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noah. In the halachas of dinim, which the goyim have to set up, and if therefore, if they do an illegal act of taking competition away, they're over this issa, and maybe they're chayv misa even.
I wouldn't go on that.
Now, with respect to unfair competition, the Beis Yosef says that it's only an issa to a bonon. When he's talking about you're not when you're over the issa, another year to another year, he says it's an issa to a bonon to not compete fairly with another when you're doing issa. But the Chasam Sofer says, he argues and says it's an issa to raisa. What's this issa to raisa? So there's a pasuk in Devarim. It says over there, "Bisabe es shoftehem be'esahi leimar." And you should tell the judges that time, saying, Shomea ben Achaychem, make sure you listen to both sides equally in the Din Torah. Shabdan Sedek, give each person their due course, and make sure you don't give bias to one side over the other. Bein Ish ben Achim, between his fellow Jew, and Ben Gero, between his neighbor.
Gero's neighbor?
Yeah, that's how we translate it, says the Chasam Sofer. So the Ben Gero of that pasuk is telling us that if you compete unfairly with your neighbor, then you're over this Issa Deraisa of not unfair competition of Ben Gerim. Comes under that category. Therefore, therefore, big difference, and now you have to remember this for the coming Shura. Chasam Sofa, the B'nai Ashkenazim, whenever there's a Sofik, whether you're doing an Issa on unfair competition, you have to be Machmir, because Sofik Deraisa, the Chumra. But according to the Svartin, because the Beis Yosef says it's a problem of the Rabbonon, if there's a doubt, then it's going to be Sofik, the Rabbonon, the Kunun.
That would explain the difference in business practices.
So it makes a big difference whether you're going to a Sfardi basin or Ashkenazi basin in this concept. Now, says the Marshal, if you compete unfairly, then there's also a klola involved. Unfair competition is a klola. Ora masik gavul, even though it's referring to the literally when you steal somebody's land, says the Marshal, it also means when you steal unfair competition, you steal business from your fellow competitor, friend.
So why does the custom solver have to go to that property just for one masik gavul?
Yeah, so the Marshal seems to be saying it's also a derisive concept. And it's not just, it's a klala. The Chassid Sofer says it's a mitzvah. Now, the last introduction before we start the cases is, obviously only a shaila comes out, is that if a second business opens up, and by the second business opening up, it some way affects the first business. But if there's no effect on that original business by the second one opening up, then of course we don't have a shaila of, in halacha, of unfair competition, even though the person may say, well, you're taking away my potential away because now my future customers will now not go to me. But that's not a claim. A claim is affecting your present business, not future business.
Oh, so I have to be taking away current customers in order...
affecting the current business that you're involved
with. What if it's a school that has new, you know, the first grade, does that count? You're only looking at existing students in the school.
We'll get to the nitty-gritty details. Okay, so let's start with our first case to this. Yumi just came in time. Now it goes like this. There is a insurance broker opened up for many years in the town. Like this. And he has a good customer base. Then suddenly one year, another insurance broker opens up. He doesn't live in the town, he just opened up a branch in the same town. And it affects the business, the current business of the present insurance broker in that town.
You mean customers that have been going
which have been going up to now to Ruvain, the first insurance broker, have now started switching to Shimon and has affected now Ruvain's business. Ruvain is very upset about what happens, and therefore makes a claim and based on that it's unfair practice for Shimon to open up a second insurance business. Because he's affecting me.
And there's no other insurance business.
I was here, I was the only one for the last 5 years, came along Shimon, opened up and was affecting my business, and it's actually some clients have switched to Shimon, from Ruben to Shimon. Is that a claim, a very simple case, but a claim which is accepted and based on, or not? Was it accepted and based on?
Is that a real case?
Yes, a real case.
You say what? I'll remember that. I will remember that. Cheaper.
It's not like a Macola. Because they want to go to the other. That makes a difference. I could do everything from exactly the same prices. Is there a difference? Or if he has lower prices, better service?
In this particular scenario, there wasn't anything really different about what they were offering in the actual goods they were serving. Insurance goods they were servicing. Yeah, just one had a smile. I wanted to have such a good smile.
What happens if free competition? What's the
public system? But on the other hand, halacha says there's such a thing as unfair competition. So when do we say something is the market forces can take over, and when do we say we have to limit those market forces as against halacha because unfair competition? When do we define unfair competition?
Maybe it depends how much it affected the first person. If you lost 50% versus 10% could be enough for me.
If the new one gives out free things to attract people, then it's not possible.
Okay, so if you're encouraging people to leave, that's what we hear over here, by putting new offers up. That's the whole advertisement business out of the window. So then, it's halacha. Okay. So let's look at our first one. Welcome. Says the Gemara in Baba Basra. Osa otam chanut besat chanut shachaver. A person is allowed to open a shop, the same shop next to. Reuven can open up shop next to get Shimon, even though it's the same shop. You cannot object. You're not allowed to object halachically. I'm doing business in my own property. You do business in your property. People will come to you and people come to me. You cannot object me opening up shop. Says Rav Huna. There is an exception. Pashitali, it's obvious to me. Ba masa achrisa motza ma'akiv. A person in this town can object from somebody out of town from opening up shop. That we say he can open up shop is when Reuben and Shimon are from the same town. But if Reuben's in one town and Shimon comes from out of town to open up shop, he's not allowed to open up shop, Shimon. But if he's paying taxes, then you can't object.
Everyone pays taxes.
No.
So, let's get clear, what's the concept of that if you're in the same town, you can compete in the same industry, but if you're coming out of town, you can't compete in that industry. What is the logic behind that?
Because the people here have a greater expense, so they have to pay the tax. And you're coming in, you're going to compete with lower prices because you have less cost. Because you're not paying taxes.
There's no traveling to taxes.
Trust me.
You're paying for certain rights. You get for your taxes. You're getting street lights, and you're getting
parking spots,
and you're getting a rights to the business. Part of the benefit of paying into the town.
Oh, but if I'm coming from out of town, I don't have to pay the taxes. I still get the benefit.
You may have more expenses, like you said over here, or I may, but I may not. You may. Yes.
So I'm incurring this. I get to get. If I was, I wouldn't be coming here. I mean, I'm coming here because I want to make money. So when I don't have to pay the taxes, that greatly reduces my cost. And so I could charge cheaper prices than anybody else.
Okay. Anyone got anything else better to say?
You hear me?
Okay, so let's.
Everybody in the town is responsible for each other in a certain sense to create business together. So if you're
getting warmer. Now, so what's the concept? The concept is like this, Chazal said. A person who lives in that town has the right to expect to be able to make panos in the town that he lives. And it's a bit of a tizzle or troublesome that if he has to live in one town and have to travel to another town to make panosa. That's Chazal don't want that scenario to happen. So people in that town have a right to be able to make panosa in the town they live.
solve a lot of traffic issues.
Therefore, everyone is in the same town. You can't say, because I've already opened up a Makolitz, you can't have now a Makolitz, you can't, my neighbour, open up Makolitz. We both have rights to make business in this town, and we're both experts in being Makolitz. Why? Because you opened up first, so you now push me, Shimon, have to travel to another town. So therefore we say, if you live in the same town, and you have the same skills, then you have the right to open up the same business in that same town. Because it's not fair to push one out of the town to make one better. But if you don't live in that town, then why are you coming to this person's town and affecting his business? You shouldn't affect his business. Ah, you're saying it's more convenient. It's not more convenient. The Chazal says it's more convenient to say that I work and live in the same town. You're coming from out of town. Therefore, we're not going to give you a leeway in such a case.
Why should not? What's
the Bessie would say, it's awesome to compete. If you're number one, you can't be number two. However, we give you a leeway that you can be number two. And number three, number four, if you happen to live in the same town, because we don't expect people to live in one town, make panosa in another town.
Why is it
if you're coming from another town, we don't give you that leeway. You haven't got a leeway now.
Why is it us to compete?
It's common, but doesn't mean that it's less or more comfortable. More comfortable to make it in your town than to make it out of your town.
And less costly.
Why is it also to compete?
It's also compete, like we said, it's because you're affecting someone's panosa.
It's also, it's also to unfairly affect someone's panosa.
So
it's also to affect someone's panosa.
Yes.
So then if it's an issue of the Raisa, how could the Chachamim be mivater on it when they live in the same town?
If they're in the same town, we say, we give you leeway.
Who are you to give me leeway? It's an issue of the Raisa.
Ah, so the Chassid Sofer says like this. The Issa is the Raisa, but Chazal have the ability to define when that Issa apply and doesn't apply. Similar to the concept of Cholamot. So here Chazal defining that it's also if you live out of town, but in the town we give you a leeway that you can compete because we don't expect you to travel in such circumstances. It's better to live in the same town as them.
If you live in a small town, if you live in a village, there's only 10 houses in the village, you're forcing everybody to either make one of the 10 houses that live there or move.
We're saying that they have to go out of town, yes, in such a scenario. Now there's a clause. If you pay taxes, then even if you come out of town, you can work in that town, if you pay the taxes.
Now which taxes? Property taxes?
Why does taxes change that concept? Why, if you pay taxes, then you can work in somebody else's town. Part of the town. Why? And therefore, your money that's coming out of your pocket is beneficial for the town. And since it's beneficial for the town, therefore, Chazal defined that then you can have to compete. Because in the big picture, okay, it's maybe bad for Reuben that Shimon is here, but it's better for the whole town that Shimon's here because now there's more money in the whole town. So they give you two leeways in this issue. You can't compete, full stop. Reuben's there, Shimon can't come. But if Shimon is in the same town, we give him a leeway, then he can compete because he's not expected to move. And even if he's in a different town but he's paying taxes, then he's also allowed to compete because it's best for the whole town that there's now more money coming in from the fact that Shimon's coming. We allow him also to compete because for the klal it's better, even though it affects the class, the individual. So now coming back to our case, relating all the facts. When the first insurance has been there for 5 years, and now suddenly Shimon comes along from out of town, he opens up a branch in the same town as Reuven. He doesn't live there. Is he allowed to open up a branch there and create business there, or is he not allowed? He's from out of town, but is he allowed or not?
He probably pays taxes.
So?
Then whose business to be allowed?
So he pays taxes, so therefore?
He should be allowed.
He should be allowed, and therefore he was allowed. He was allowed based on the concept that he pays taxes. Okay. Right. And sometimes I build it up. That's the first case. Let's move to the second case.
Does it make a difference if it's asking for or it's a service provider? As an example, you just quoted the insurance agent, he doesn't have to open up shop.
Then he wouldn't pay taxes.
No, he could still in theory pay taxes. There's not a physical store call it where
we'll move on to the next case. Next case is like this. Somebody from out of town now.
Wait, does he have to pay all his taxes? Or like he has under the table business that's not going to know?
Moving's also happening.
This is from a tax expert. How much taxes does he have to pay? Now, let's move to the second case. We have three chemists who live in the town.
That's a pharmacist?
Yes. Three pharmacists.
I think we're doing experiments.
They live in the same town.
No, and Ramallah, a chemist, is the guy who makes explosives.
And now there's an advert in one of the local grocers that a new pharmacist has opened up from someone's private house. And he's selling much cheaper than the current pharmacist. So everyone now flocks to him and he's making much more money than the original people, and their business is being affected very badly. He's taken to Basin. Another real case that was taken to Basin by those three pharmacists who were over there working, living in that town. And he got now somebody who's opened up shop in somebody else's house and taking their business away.
Somebody else's house or his own house?
Not his own house, he doesn't live in that town.
Oh, somebody else's house?
Yeah, we got Ruben and Shimon Levy, who are the original ones, who live in the town and open up their farms over there. And now you've got Yehuda, who's coming to the town and using Yisachar's house to sell his products much cheaper. Why is it much cheaper?
There's no property tax.
Because he's not paying any taxes.
Why is he not paying taxes?
Because he's working from home.
We're not telling the area that he's
yes.
Okay.
Or he tells he tells the area and the area don't mind for some reason.
Okay, that was my question. Okay.
Now the question over here, is he allowed, now we have, he's out of town and he's not paying taxes, so therefore maybe they have a right to say, you're not allowed to do what you're doing.
He's paying the
balabus, what?
He's paying rent.
He's paying rent, yes. He's paying rent. Paying rent.
So does that make him like a resident? He's paying rent.
Taxes make him like a resident.
No. Many people pay rent for a living. I mean, they don't own their houses, they pay rent. So they become a dweller when they pay rent. So does that work for
him? He doesn't live in town. He's not called somebody who lives in town.
I think it still is okay because Ben says he has to pay cargo, he says he has to be shy of the cargo. And he's refused to pay the taxes, he's just not doing it.
That is not true. My stick
which
is
part?
Not true.
Which part
you have to actually
true?
Pay the taxes in order to have the rights to work in the town if you come from out of town. Because the whole logic was, I benefit from you being here. Just because you could pay taxes, but you don't, doesn't mean I benefit at all from you being here.
Would a medical service be an exception? Because now the residents are benefiting from cheaper medical services?
So now you're saying that the residents are benefiting by him being there, not through his taxes. How they're benefiting?
Help.
From the fact that it's much cheaper.
Well, that's
no, not anything cheaper.
That's any competition. That's an argument for any competition.
It's cheaper medicine. I'm saying it's not just cheaper baseball. It's cheaper medicine.
Okay, so let's just see what the Shulchan Aruch says over here. Yes, Omen. When you can object from someone out of town, that's when the buyers don't lose by him not being here. So Mokum Kasab here, he sells at the same prices. He doesn't sell different goods. Abu Nosen Yosef Azul, but if he sells cheaper, Osiosa Tobol is better quality. Then the buyers gain by the fact that he's here. Ain't no claim on Tobol's offer and info said they can't object from the fact that he's here.
Wow.
Wait a minute. By definition, the buyers must be gaining by the fact that he's here or they wouldn't be walking into his store instead of the other one.
No, because maybe he has a nicer smile.
So that's the benefit.
No, that's not a benefit.
Why not?
No, the benefit is two benefits. Shulchan Aruch says one is better quality goods and secondly is cheaper prices.
What about better quality service?
Service is not a factor.
What if it's a service business?
So if he's now giving better quality goods or he's charging cheaper for everyone, that's beneficial for the buyers, then we say again that benefiting from him being here, even though he's out of town, is beneficial for the people in town to happen, because they're having now cheaper prices, even although three people are going to lose, but the clown in the town wants him here and needs him here because he's much cheaper.
You could have a store that's for products, like a supermarket, same product, same price, but if one of them has much quicker lines, that would still be a benefit to the consumers.
What the end of the day are they buying? The quicker line or the goods?
Both. I'm willing to pay more to go to
a lot
quicker
of us
line.
Shop at Best Market because it's quicker line.
Yeah.
we pay more.
Better quality goods, maybe you go there. But
no, we go for a quicker line.
Service.
I get the exact same thing in Yesh 2 hours later.
That Hazal don't define as a reason to be able to take somebody's panos away. You could take some of that panos away if it's beneficial for the city people because they are gaining in their pockets or they're gaining a good which is not available. That is good. That he can compete. But just because you can now have a quicker line doesn't mean now you can take his panos away because you can have a quicker line. You having a quicker line can't take his panos away.
Wait a minute, if I have a quicker line, I get back to my office sooner and bill out much more. Well, seriously, that's why I do it.
You're a yokist.
No, I'm not. This is a very common scenario in the cheshbon and why you go to one store rather than another.
That's why men go to one
store. That's true. Okay, I'll give you that. Women don't go to one store.
Okay, so again, again the Pesach Halacha over here. Again the Pesach Halacha over here was it was permitted for him to open up shop because he's benefiting the general populace in that town by being there, by offering cheaper prices. Okay. So now let's move on to the next one. The gym.
So here we're encouraging competition.
Yes. Because it's beneficial for the populace that lives there.
So now let me ask you a question though. Let's say you're in a scenario where it is an issur of Hasagas Gevul. Can you be motzi mamon for me for past profits that I took away from you, or just in the future? Yeah, I have to.
So something says yes, and we'll see.
Okay.
Now. There has been a gym in town.
Limited cases, quite a bit.
And since it was a new town, the gym was obviously very popular and successful because there was no other gym to go to. Another gym comes to town. from people who live out of the town, open up shop in Sabadis, private house again, and they are now competing with the first gym and taking their customers away.
This is a service business.
The gym. And there's one thing different over here. Over here, they're not paying taxes. They're not offering anything cheaper. They're offering the same amount, same style of classes. And there's no better goods over here. So at the moment, we have no reason to suggest why they should be able to compete with the first gym. But there's another aspect to this. Is that the workers they're employing are locals. So what's the halacha if you open, the owner of the business is from out of town and he's the boss, but all the employers are from locals in the town? Do we look at that as a business that is local business and therefore is allowed to open up? Or do we look at it as a outside of town business which is also to open up? How do we relate to that scenario?
Not allowed.
Is allowed to.
Why not? I say because the other case is it benefits everyone. Paying taxes is collective to everyone. Better prices or better prices for the here you have three workers that are benefiting.
So what?
You're not benefiting your two folks unless they're also customers. To show that maybe the employees are your customers too.
Our case is confirmed.
The question we're asking, if now we're saying the ones who are benefiting are three or four locals, is that good enough to allow you to open up shop? Or do we need a benefit for the whole town to open up shop?
The guy you're renting from is also benefiting. He's getting extra money for his house.
Why would you need more than one person, one local to benefit? Why is it not like a regular case of two people live in town, open up two shops?
You're saying a different logic. No. First thing what you're saying, good, but you're saying a different logic to him.
I don't think he has any logic.
We've got a hetzer. Let's get clear. We've got a hetzer. You're not allowed to open up shop, but if you benefit the public, you can. Plus, we weigh up public benefit, private benefit, public benefit overrides. Okay? If you're looking like that, over here, is there public benefit, or is it just three or four individuals?
Everybody?
It's a public service.
Four guys that have jobs now.
Yes, that's not called a public benefit. That is not called a public benefit. So if you're going with our klalim up to now, then you shouldn't be able to open up shop because there's no public benefit. You're from out of town. You're not paying taxes. You're not giving better prices or better quality goods. So there's no public benefit. So therefore you shouldn't be able to open up shop. Yeah?
Well, no, because if we allow,
you only get credit for
as a general rule, businesses who employ locals to open up shop, then we'll benefit a lot of people. All the people are looking for work.
No, but we're not economists.
We're not communists? Well, we are.
So, Yim is correct, but he doesn't realize it.
He realizes he doesn't know why.
So, if we look at the Nachlis Shiva, number 3, he says like this. Echot b'nei ayushuv o hakila ein yodem misagd lischol below shutuf. If somebody who's local can't make business unless he gets a partner, and he can't find a partner from the local people, and the only partner he can find is from somebody who's out of town, it's obvious that you can't stop even a goy from coming in town to open up shop to benefit the person who lives in town to find a partner. So what do we say? That sometimes Jim is correct and sometimes not.
This is a partnership. This is partnership here.
Thanks, like. says like this, but it's not the rules of partnership. You have to understand what he's saying. He's saying a very interesting and understandable story. He's saying like this. I live in this town. I have a right to open up business. But I can't open up business here. Because I physically don't have the means and ways of opening up the business which I'm good in. And the only way was I would have to go out of town to do that. Because I haven't got the money to do it. But, you know what? I can open up business over here if I find a partner. But I've got no partners here. The only partner I can find is someone out of town. So in order for me to be able to live and work in the same town, I have to bring somebody from out of town to help me make a business here. That is permitted because it's part of me being allowed to do business in my own town. Part of me being allowed to do business in my own town is that I'm allowed to even bring somebody else out of town to help me to do business in my own town. And therefore, Reuven can't stop Shimon opening up shop if Shimon can say that the only way I can open up shop is I need Levi from another town. So, therefore, it doesn't have to be a partner. It can be any business. I have to be the boss. I'm good at being a gym instructor.
Good at sweeping the floors.
Yeah. I have to go out of town in order to do that? No. I can find a boss who's willing to do a business over here and able to employ me to be able to work in my town. That's also permitted because I have a right, just as Reuben, to work in his own town he lives. Me, Shimon, has a right also to live in the same town and work in the same town. And if the only way I can do that is by bringing somebody else in, that's also permitted.
That'd be the only way. What if you could get another job locally, but it would be lower paying?
So that's all called making a business. Yeah, he's got his skills.
He's in the current job. He's in the current gym today. He doesn't need to bring another gym to if he's a gym instructor, he needs to live in his town.
So, therefore, that's why I said, sometimes Jim is right, and sometimes Jim is wrong. Why?
Is never wrong.
We have to therefore look at this scenario. If the scenario is that this person, the only way of opening up shop is by bringing somebody else in and he had no other options, then we say, fine, you're allowed to do it and you're allowed to open up shop over here. But if we say that, no, you could have found another job over here, just you wanted more you wanted a for some reason to bring somebody else in over here.
Would they pay more? Is paying more a good reason?
Paying more depends on the ratio of payments. If you can make a panosa over here, but you just want an additional amount of money, then that's also not a time to be able to take and affect somebody else's business.
So I can't, if I have a business and I want to expand, I can't take in a partner at that point?
If you have a business.
I already have a business. Now yes. I want to expand. So that would not be mutter.
You were allowed to do it because you already opened up shop in your town. We're talking about initially opening up shop. Well, you're already here. You're already existing as your own business.
Oh, so adding to business is not the same as starting a business.
So therefore, in this particular scenario of the gym, the halacha was that they were not allowed to open up.
Why?
Because
the
local people could have got jobs in the local gym.
How do we know?
Now, what
did
they say? Not hiring.
We investigated. We investigated, and they just wanted. They want to be part of that gym for different reasons. Yes, but they were not allowed to open up shop, and therefore, luckily, you could have stopped them. And they came to a pshara that the first gym and the second gym came to some sort of financial agreement in order for them to continue as it is.
And it doesn't make a difference how much parnasa there is to go around? I mean, if there's a gym, if there's one gym in New York, and I want to open the second gym in New York.
The halakha only starts if you're affecting the original business.
Fine. I'm affecting it. Now instead of 100,000 customers, you only got 90,000 customers.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter how big the population is.
Doesn't matter how big. If you're taking him down from 100 to 90, then that's cool.
Oh, but I have to be taking existing customers.
Yes, not future.
Now, what about the rental part here? I mean, the person that owned the house, he's also, I didn't have any tenants to rent to. Now I got this tenant from out of town to rent to. That's also a business.
It's allowed to open.
Again, so if he can, a rental, you can rent to him, Why do you rent to him?
Right now it's vacant.
So you can wait a few weeks and then find out another rental. Okay. Now we're coming to the complicated case. Now, in the building, we have people living in the building, 10 people living in the building.
In the halal or in the...
No. And in the Mahsan areas, Reuven has converted one of his Mahsans into a shop. Which sells children's clothes. And he's been doing that 3-4 years. First bit was difficult, now everyone knows about him, and now he is making more than, and Smith is making a profit, and he's making a good business. Shimon comes to Reuven one day, and Shimon lives in the same building as Reuven. Shimon comes to Reuven and says, "How are you doing?" "I'm doing good." And he starts schmoozing with him and hearing exactly how he set up his business, how things went, and exactly how he was doing it. How he worked it. A few weeks later, suddenly Shimon, who also owns a Mahsan in the same area, opens up shop, surprisingly, is also a shop that sells children's clothes. He had gained all his information from Reuven and has converted that in competing with him by opening up a shop.
He lives here too? He lives here also?
They live in the same building. They live in the same building. What happens over the next month or two is that all the customers of Reuven disappear and they go to Shimon. Why, you may ask, is that true? Because Reuven's Mahsan is at the back of the corridor of the Mahsanim.
That's a special halacha.
Shimon's Mahsan is at the front of the corridor. People know that there is a children's clothes store in this building. They come to the building and they bump, what do they bump first into? Shimon's store. So they automatically go into Shimon's store. And Reuven's business, not only is he being affected, he has killed his business. It's not now kedai for him to continue. Now Reuven takes Shimon to face him and to claim that it's unlawful business practice, and he wants Shimon to close up and compensate him for the loss. So, what does everyone think? Has he got a claim or doesn't have a claim in such a scenario?
I think he's allowed to close.
Does have a claim. Now, why?
He close up, but I don't think he can get the money. But there's a special halacha that if you're in an alleyway, you can't open up shop ahead of somebody else who's already there.
Why?
It's unfair competition.
Why is it unfair competition?
Because they can't get to him now. They're going to get only to you.
Where's the makar for such a thing? What's the logic behind it? They live in the same town. They live in the same building. Yes. Yes.
Okay. You just affected my shalini.
Oh, I'm doing it in my Mahsan, you're doing it in your Mahsan.
They can get to me.
They can physically get to you.
But they're not going to. I mean, you're putting yourself in a position
they can
where
go
you're
to.
Blocking, where you're actively taking customers.
I'm not blocking up the Mahsan area and putting up a wall that no one can get to.
It's an imaginary wall because you're making them... They're going to see you first, without them knowing.
Imaginary walls, imaginary halacha. Where did you get it from?
To tomorrow.
Where's this tomorrow?
I think the same thing as somebody else.
That is another whole lot of.
Why is that not the same thing? It's basically opening up in his storefront. In this case.
Why can't you take somebody else's name?
Huh?
Why can't you take somebody else's name?
Why can't you?
Yes.
I'm asking.
I'm saying. Who's, why is it so clear to you that you can't? The whole sheer in itself.
He's taking his business.
So what's the problem? I open up shop, Chanuk's next to Nabal Chanuk, is okay? Okay. So the base Yosef says like this. The number four, if you look at number four. Kosev for Mordechai. You had an alleyway, a cul-de-sac. Reuven ate the sofa. one side's open, and Reuben ends at the back. He's at the back. Vubashim and Lizor can negate the Hasad Shein Hagoy Yochel Leilach, in Lo Yelach Tekilach Dei Pesach Shimon. And comes along Shimon, opens up shop at the front of the cul-de-sac. Near the Yochel Akolov, you can object. Why? Because the Rabbuna, because of Rabbuna in the Gemara on Baba Basra, you can object. You can object. Says the Beis Yosef, the Nira in Cain, the Don's of Kaimel of Rabbuna to Eveshua. Says the Beis Yosef, but according to us who Paskin, not like Rabbuna, we Paskin, you're allowed to open up a shop next to a shop. Which is not like Rabbi Yehuda, who says you can't. We pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you can open a shop next to another shop. Therefore, since we pass on like you can open one shop right next to another one, no matzma akif. Then the halacha is you can't object. You will be able to object the fact that you are the back of the alleyway, he's at the front. He can't object. At the end of the day, you live in the same town. You are opening up shop, the same shop. Okay, you open up some shop. The Gemara says you're allowed to open up one shop that's the same next to another shop in the same, right next door. So just because you're in a cul-de-sac, why should that make any difference whatsoever? So it's the basis of it doesn't make a difference. The halacha is you cannot object.
For Sparta.
What?
For Sparta.
For Sparta.
The Suffolk Durabana lot.
No Suffolk.
Some of you follow Ravuna, or if you follow...
Yeah, according to this.
Which Ravuna?
From the Gemara.
Oh, read the Gemara. Read the Gemara.
They both say you can go...
No, that's when it was Yeshua. That's different. Now, the Chasam Sofer...
The beginning of the Gemara is Ravuna bar Yehuda of Yeshua? Yeah. Is that also...
Yes, so this is all Ravuna Yeshua.
It's all...
Now, the Chasam Sofer says, I argue with the basis. I say you can object la halacha. Why? Either Gemara says you cannot open up shop one next to the other.
I'll tell you why.
He says like this. Okay. There's a Gemara, another Gemara in Baba Basra. It says like this. And for the next few weeks we'll be learning these lines again and again. Because all the halachas come out of this two lines of the Gemara. Machikim Musudas Adag Min Adag Kamole Mitzis Adag. There's a halacha that the fisherman who puts up a net, he comes first, the second fisherman can't come and put up his second net. Omar Abuna Ad Paso, he has to keep away. Aye, that doesn't fit in with the halacha which says that if you live in the same town, you're allowed to compete in the same business. So why can't these fishermen who live in the same town put up their nets as much as they want? Says the Gemara, no. Fish are different. Shani Dogin. Fish are different. The Yehavi Siyaya. Because it's Yehavi Siyaya. What does it mean, Yehavi Siyaya? What are fish? What's the case of the fish? Why is the case of the fish different that you can object and you can stop the second fisherman coming around? What? Yemi thinks people are fish, but we'll see. Okay. So, says the Rima Gash. The Rima Gash is brought down in the Shitta says, what's the shot in the case of the Dogim? He says, the scenario of the Dogim fight is the first fisherman, he's putting out his net and his bait to catch not the little fish. There's one big fish out there. There's a big fish out there. One big fish. That's what he's after. So he puts out his bait and the net. Comes along the second fisherman. He's not after the big fish. He's only after the little fish. The halacha is he can't put out his net. Why? Because when he puts out his net, the big fish, what does he do before he comes into an area? He's got lots of little fish friends. And he sends them out on a mission to find out if it's dangerous or not. He sends them out, and if they come back and they tell him the stories, then he knows it's safe. So he sends out his fish, and they didn't come back. He knows it's dangerous. So the second fisherman, what's he done? He's gone and tried to take the little fish, and the little fish went out, and he got those little fish, and now the big fish is not going to come at all, because he knows it's a dangerous area. So what does the second fisherman do? He basically opens up shop and destroys the business of the first fisherman, because all business of the first fisherman was to get the big fish, and the second business has now destroyed that business in totality. Says the Rimagash, when does the Gemara say you can open up shop next to your competitor and compete if you're the same business and live in the same town? That's only when the second business is not going to destroy the first business. But if the second business is going to destroy the first business, the Gemara says that's awesome, because that's the case of Togim. And it's awesome to pull the Alma to destroy somebody's business. And therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, if you have a cul-de-sac and you got somebody open up shop at the back, and now somebody wants to compete by opening shop at the front, and by doing that he's now made, taken all the customers away of the original guy at the back of the cul-de-sac, that's awesome, because that's the case of fish. You've destroyed the first business and you're not allowed to do that, la halacha. And it's an awesome, it's a derisa to do that. What's called destroying the business? So Reb Moshe Feinstein says, destroying a business means, is that when you ask economists, is it kedai to make all this investment for this amount of profit at the end of the day, and the economists say that it's not, that's called you've destroyed the business. And therefore, we have that scenario, it's awesome for the second one to open up shop. Therefore, if there's not enough customers to go around to support one business, more than one business, only two business, only one business, they can't support two, it's also awesome to open up shop as a second business then.
Oh, but it has nothing to do with...
So you don't have to just have a scenario of a cul-de-sac to be awesome. In any case where the second business is destroying the first business, then... that's already also for the second business to open up.
But you're saying that standard has nothing to do with the amount of panos this guy needs to feed his family. It has to do with the rate of return on the business, if that would be normal to open a
correct
store.
Correct.
But if the second business is offering better prices or better products, it doesn't matter if he destroys the first?
Now, we just asked a very important question. What happens? Look, there's enough people in town to support two businesses over here. And the second business comes along and opens up all special deals to attract the customers, and they go to him, and by doing that, all the customers have come to him, and it's destroyed the first business. Is that also awesome? To offer deals and attract them in order, and by doing that, you now destroy the first business?
If they're temporary deals, then it's usher. But if that's going to be regular prices, then it shouldn't be a problem.
The guy's undercutting himself and probably taking a loss on it. You probably can't do that. But if the real deals and the other guy's just overcharging, maybe less.
So Yemi is absolutely correct.
Ooh, that's an absolutely correct.
Absolutely correct. And he says like this. If the deal you're offering is a deal which everyone could do, it's just you're offering it and your competitor's not offering it, so therefore, you're not destroying his business. What's destroying his business?
He is.
He is destroying his own business! Because he's not using his business sense to how to compete. But if you're undercutting the market in such a fashion that you're doing it in order just to make him go out of business, so that afterwards you can put up all your prices and now be able to gain the whole market share, and you're making a loss, temporary deals like that, that's completely awesome and you're not allowed to do. So we have three scenarios where it's awesome la halacha for the second person, even he lives in the same city, to open up shop. One is if he opens up in a fashion where automatically all the people in the town are not going to go to the original customer, like in the cul-de-sac case. Secondly, there's not enough people in town to support two businesses. There's no right for the second one to open up. Thirdly, if he undercuts the market just to get the other person out of business, then that's also also to do. And all those cases, there's an issa deraisa, and for Ashkenazim, it's also to do, and you can be akiv in such a case. And therefore, in this case of the Masanim, the halacha was, is that he wasn't allowed to open shop, he has to close his shop, and he has to compensate for the loss.
Even if he's Spartan?
Yes.
Even if he's Spartan?
No, not if he's Spartan.
What? Why? What's the difference?
Spartan don't paskin.
Bez
Yosef don't paskin. The cul-de-sac case.
Oh. So why does he have to compensate though? What is that, Gezel or?
Because it comes now under the concept of Gezel, says Hassan Sofer.
So even if he didn't go to Beis Din, he has to compensate him?
Yes. So till next week, think about this case. Think about this case. This case. I want you to think about firstly, how is it possible for a supermarket to open up in town and destroy all the makolot? How is that possible? Maybe it's not possible. If it's not possible, is it also to go and buy things in the supermarket? Is it also to support a shop which is not allowed to be there? First question. Second question. Is a supermarket allowed to open up in a town and destroy the local makolot? If he's not, are you allowed to shop in the supermarket? Second question. Second question is asked to Rabbi Yashin. A person is standing by the Eged bus stop and he's waiting for a bus. A tender comes around to bus stop and says, do you want to go on me? Is the tender allowed to do that? And if he's not allowed to do it, are you allowed to go on it? And if you're not allowed to go on it, what happens if your neighbor offers you a ride? Are you allowed to go on that ride as well? If you're ready at the Eged bus stop. Okay? Think about these shiners till next week.
Last question. On the, you said that it's counting in the courts